danger. Everyone he meets, he stays a stranger.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to another episode of 7 Second Delay. You can file tonight's episode firmly in the experimental category because tonight we are introducing Andy Breckman Man to the wonder that is Google Hangouts. And Andy, are you with us?
I am. I'm not alone. We already have three or four listeners that have joined us. Now, I can't believe that I'm the only one new to this. You mean this is so common? Everyone else has been doing this?
You'll have to ask
regularly?
You'll have to just ask everybody else, I guess.
Well, how about show of hands? We have four or five people here. Show of hands, how many of you are on a Google Hangout site for the first time ever?
Only one.
Me and Nick.
You and Nick the Bard raised your hands.
Wait, we can have all the... Wait, we can take polling. It's so easy to take polling now.
Yes.
Show of hands. How many people would enjoy holding their hands up occasionally during the show?
That's a lot of hands.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Everyone loves showing their hands.
Yeah.
Show of hands, how many people don't enjoy showing hands?
There's a couple of hands.
No, see, nobody.
No, a couple of hands went up for that as well.
Yeah.
And Andy,
Don't put your hands up if you don't think you would not enjoy not ever showing your hands during this show.
I don't even understand what you just said. Well, let me first invite people if you want to join the Google Hangout, if you want to come into our room, all you got to do is.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Is there unlimited space here?
Yes.
Can I join?
Somebody can join. Yeah.
Can I just speak?
Yeah. No, there's Dan. Dan found his microphone.
Dan, you found your microphone, but it's like way too loud. So it's a it's a problem.
Well, luckily for us, Dan is by far the most interesting person in the hangout.
Yeah, I should speak louder.
Yeah. We should do that. We should arrange ourselves by how interesting we are. I've had dinner with Madonna. So I think I should be way up there.
Dan, you also have some kind of teleportation device in the background that's making a lot of noise.
No, it's not me.
Okay. So Andy, why don't you go around the room? Let me first tell people if they would like to join the Google Hangout tonight, they just email me ken@wfmu.org, ken@wfmu.org, and I will mail you back an invite from my Gmail address. And Andy, why don't you go around and
what do they do then?
Then they just I can't help them from that point. They're on their own. They have to be able to figure it out from that point forward.
Okay, well, why don't we do this? Let's all introduce ourselves in the order of how interesting a person we are. Okay? And I think we should all... Okay, so I obviously am the most interesting person because of my Madonna connection. There's no dispute of that. So I'm Andy Breckman, and I'm the co-host of our show. Okay, who would be next? Tell us why you would be the next most interesting person.
I've had Andy into my house.
I've been to your house?
You have.
Oh, of course. With you and your family hosted us.
That's correct, yes.
Oh, we had a wonderful time. Well, that makes you very interesting because you had someone at your house who had dinner with Madonna.
There you go.
Okay, fantastic. And your name again, of course, is?
Vincent.
Vincent. And Vincent's also been to our shows at the New Theater.
I'm a male pranker's father.
That's right. That's right. Welcome, Vincent. And who would be the third most interesting person? I think that would be you, Becky.
Oh, yes.
Why are you the third most interesting person?
I'm at work right now.
What do you do for a living?
I work with youth.
You work with youth?
I do alcohol and drug prevention with youth.
Well, for youth.
Yeah. Youth.
So it's too late for Kent.
What's too late?
Well, she works on keeping getting kids straight.
Yeah, but she tries to prevent people from doing drugs.
Oh, So you would have nothing at all to talk about with this one.
Right, so there's a fatal flaw there. That's not the kind of service I need.
Yeah. Because you're looking for fresh weed now.
Hey, Andy, let me interrupt you because somebody has a very loud device. In the background. Dan, I have a feeling it's you. Dan, can you try to mute your microphone for a second?
I'm my microphone now and tell me.
Sorry? Ah, yes, Dan. Ah, so much better.
Dan.
Dan had a teleportation device that was malfunctioning. But we're okay
Dan,
now.
Dan, if
you ever want to say something, Dan, you just raise your hand. And then you can unmute your microphone.
Well, I think we're going to ask Dan to act it out, charade style.
Okay.
Whenever he wants to.
I can still hear it. I think it's too loud.
No, there's actually some background noise, Dan, when you want to talk. Dan, where are you talking to us from?
I'm in the UK.
Do we see your apartment in the background?
Yeah. You want to see?
Yeah, show it
sure,
to us, Dan.
A little tour.
Maybe that's what the UK sounds like. Maybe that noise is actually countrywide.
Yeah. No, not a depressing apartment at all. Very cheerful.
Can you, Andy, why don't you describe...
That's what I was going for.
Andy, why don't you describe what Dan just showed you for the sake of our radio listeners?
Well, I think Dan's apartment, if you were given Dan's apartment as a hotel room, I think you would take a look and then you would call downstairs and ask if there was something else available. Thank you. Very, very nice. Thank you, Dan. Beautiful. And then now, who is the puppet on the end? The fluffy puppet.
Oh, I believe that's Bryn. Bryn, why don't you unmute your microphone so we can talk to you?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Bryn.
Hi.
So, Bryn, you're coming to us today. You're a puppet. What is the name of this puppet?
This puppet's name is Fool.
And is this a puppet you designed and made yourself?
No, it's actually got left over from my old flatmate. I couldn't bear to throw it away.
I can see that, Bryn. You know, Bryn, you have another option if you wanna try to be interesting. You can say interesting things. That's another way to become interesting.
Yeah, I heard that trick, but not quite.
Yeah, that's a hard way. That's a more challenging, time-consuming way. I think you're right. Just hold up a puppet. It's the shortcut. Fantastic. And where are we talking to you from?
I'm in London as well, same as Dan.
Do you know Dan?
No, I don't.
Could we see your apartment?
It would be quite tricky, but it's just like, I guess that's all there is to see.
Andy, you have
a giant.
It looks like a funeral parlor of some sort.
Some have said it looks quite similar to one. Yeah.
Do you live in a funeral parlor? Why the dark purple curtains? Oh wait, that's Andy Breckman's house. I'm sorry. That's Andy's in the masturbatorium.
Yeah, that's me. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. That's me. Yeah, I'm in my basement theater. Yeah.
Yes, you're in the masturbatorium. This is the best. The best reason to join the Google Hangout ever. Andy is inside. He is inside the masturbatorium right now. And this explains why before the show began, we were trying to decide how would this work. And I suggested, well, we could have everybody raise their hand when they want to speak. And Andy said, no, make them expose their genitalia when they want to speak. So now it all makes perfect sense now.
I guess I won't be raising my hand very much because I'm in the masturbatorium.
Yes.
And now who is, and we just lost someone. We have Vincent. We know Vincent. We know Nick. Okay, so this is our group. Is anybody else asking to join, Ken?
A bunch of people did just ask to join. If you would like to join the Google Hangout, and hang out virtually with Andy Breckman in the infamous masturbatorium. My email address.
Don't keep saying that. What if?
What if what?
What if someone I care about is listening?
Like, who would that be?
I don't know. I had a friend once. Maybe he's listening.
Who is that? I challenge.
I can't remember his name. I met him on a Greyhound bus.
And he became a good friend.
Paul.
Hello. Oh my gosh. Hey, it's Josh. Welcome.
Hey, Josh.
Welcome, Josh. It's Andy's son, Josh. Unmute your microphone, Josh.
Now, Ken, you have to behave yourself.
Okay. Come in, Josh.
I've been thinking about you all day.
Josh, you have
Josh has had a very good week. Josh, can I share why you had a good week, or would you want to keep that private?
Andy, Josh appears to be frozen, but Josh, you have to unmute your microphone.
Oh, yeah, Josh, your mic's... Yeah.
And he appears to be having some kind of connectivity. Oh there he goes. There he goes.
You can share, whatever.
Oh, this made my day. Oh, well, Josh and his wife adopted a baby last year, and it became officially, legally finalized earlier this week.
A baby human?
Yes, a baby human.
Hey, congratulations, Josh.
My beautiful grandson.
Everybody clap for Josh.
Now, how did you just do that?
Google Hangout has sound effects.
Wait, can we all control the sound? Hey, Mike, how are you?
Oh, is Mike Noble?
Mike
Noble is with us too now?
With someone with less hair than me. Welcome.
Welcome, Mike.
Wait, how can I do sound effects and get, like, glasses and everything?
It's under effects.
Oh, this is amusing, Josh, to no end, and I'm trying to... Oh, I give up already. Josh is intimidating me.
Wow, this is pretty interesting.
Hey, Cody! That's Josh's one of Josh's dogs.
Hey, Josh, will you unmute your microphone? Because I've never...
What's up?
Did you realize that you had the ability to intimidate your dad like this?
Absolutely.
Hey, Josh, is Miles awake?
No, he's asleep. He'll be up soon.
I miss that little guy. So Ken, is the idea to get as many people as we can onto this?
Yeah, given that we have no other idea, I'd say that's the idea that we're going with.
Well, I'd love to try it, but suppose there are 30 people. How will you control all 30 people? There's no way to... Can you mix the sound so you and I are louder?
Nope. No can do. Can't mix.
So you're trying.
Can't reorganize the little video pictures of everybody. I do have sound.
You know, I always avoid meeting my listeners, but I don't know why. You guys are so attractive. You're such a handsome group.
And
who else is joining? I see people. Wait, what do people do? Wait, someone's drawing on me.
Yeah, look at that. Who's drawing on Andy? I blame Vincent.
Well, I without going into our family dynamics, my first thought would be, what is Josh up to?
Vincent, were you drawing on Andy's face?
I was.
Yeah, I thought
so.
Oh,
man.
Sorry.
Wait, can you draw?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Wait, that's all right. How do I? Wait.
Andy, stop moving. Like first of all, Andy, stop wait, moving. Wait, just what? Sit still. Vincent, can you draw a little Hitler mustache on Andy?
Let me see. I got to find the app again. Hold on.
Yeah, find the Hitler drawing brush.
I'm going to draw a Hitler mustache. Make it a little one because I didn't really admire the man very much.
Well, they're all little, Andy. That's kind of the nature of the Hitler mustache.
Yeah. Was he the first guy to have that style mustache?
No, the story goes that he copied it from Charlie Chaplin. That he was kidding. Really, yeah.
And then once Chaplin knew that, did Chaplin change his style like in the 30s and 40s?
I don't know,
Did Chaplin do any tramp?
Well, at a certain point, at a certain point, Chaplin dropped the Hitler mustache. Like when he did The Great Dictator, he wasn't. Oh no, when he did The Great Dictator, did he have?
I can't remember.
Yeah, it came full circle. So Hitler copied.
I was so afraid the show would be boring. I'm not gonna lie to you, Ken. I was really worried for a while.
Andy, Andy, you're moving too fast for Vincent to draw the Hitler mustache on you.
I'm looking for the drawing app again.
Wait, you can deface anyone else on Google, whatever the hell this is?
Yeah, you can.
Well, this must get very ugly. Like, if I said something, if we were having a discussion, you could write, "You lie" on my face.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's good. Who did that?
That was the sad trombone. Okay, I am drawing the Hitler mustache on Andy myself. There we go. There we go.
Wait,
Andy has a nice little Hitler mustache. Huh?
I don't see the Hitler mustache on myself.
Oh, of course you don't. Nobody can ever see the Hitler mustache on themselves.
You mean it's like you can't smell your own odor? Is it like that?
No, it's even worse than that.
Wait, do you believe that's true? You can't smell yourself?
I don't believe that's true at all, no.
Haven't you heard people say that?
No. What I hear is people saying that you tend to like the smell of your own farts. not that you can't smell your own farts. Just that you like the.
No, but if you have a distinct odor, you don't know it. You can't smell it. Isn't that true?
I've never heard that. I know when I have body odor.
Oh, you mean you're never surprised when people tell you that, Ken, you have body odor? Because I know it happens pretty frequently, and it never surprises you.
No. I hear people saying that they intend.
Oh, now I've lost you.
No, I'm here. I'm here. I was just, we're getting feedback. The Hitler mustache app is screwing up the audio for some reason. That kind of thing will happen.
You made the Hitler mustache sideways.
My Hitler.
I don't know the first thing about Hitler mustaches. Look, no, I have to do this for your Hitler mustache to look right. There.
Very good. Just a reminder, we're hanging out with Andy Breckman in his masturbatorium. If you would like to join us, just.
No, don't say that. I got Josh is here.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Well, let's.
Hey, wait. How many people can we? How many people can we get into the stateroom? How many people can we squeeze in here?
I don't think there's any limit. Does anybody know if there's a limit?
It's really high.
Yeah, it's a huge.
Well, let's keep inviting people. So, how can people join us, Ken?
Well, a whole bunch of people have asked me to join them. So, Andy, why don't you chat with our guests, and I will invite more people in.
Okay. Who have we not said hello to? Mike, of course, is an old friend of the show. Mike, who is on your... Who is on Mike's... Wait, Mike's right. That's two down from Nick, three down from... Oh, next to Ken. Who's the guy in the mask? Dr. Creepy. The you. You don't want to talk? Oh, this is just too weird.
He's on any Hangout. If you go to any Hangout, he'll be there.
He's on Google Hangouts all the time?
Yeah.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
He's always there.
I think
how does he know where people are going to be hanging out?
He's pulling our leg, Andy.
Congratulations. I'm so hard to fool. Wow. Congratulations.
Wow, I didn't realize that anybody could make sound effects. That's kind of a problem.
This is going to get horrific.
Going to get horrific?
Wait, did anyone else's invite go to spam? Oh, they thought Ken was fishing me.
Fishing you?
I think that... Can we start a barbershop... Shop Quartet, what a great idea. Why don't we sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat and as a round?
Okay. All right, I just invited about 10 more people, Andy, so we should have a whole bunch of people joining us very soon.
Okay. And we don't have to approve them?
I have to send them the invite. That's the extent
but
of
there's
it.
There's no vetting process?
Only the masturbatorium has a restricted policy.
Ken, Josh has a suggestion.
Okay.
The link to the Hangout can go on the playlist.
That's a scary thought, but yeah.
That's actually my son's trademark, scary thought. Wait, how do we do that?
Yeah, I can try to do that. It's a little difficult for me because I'm operating on a different computer that doesn't have the right bookmarks.
Oh, can Josh do it for you on your behalf?
Or yeah.
Only the leader can do it.
Well, no, he doesn't have access. Yeah, Josh, put it in the comments section of the playlist. Yeah, just do that.
All right. I'm getting a thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Oh, you know, thumbs up is, you know what thumbs up means these days, Andy. It's like the middle finger now with the kids.
You mean the middle finger is too much trouble?
Yeah.
To use?
No, it's kind of morphed. Like the middle finger has morphed into the thumbs up sign.
Oh, that is confusing.
Yeah.
I've been giving thumbs up all day.
Well, now you know why. Yeah.
Well, I didn't think it was that funny, but I just heard a huge, huge laugh. Can I figure out? Oh, now somebody's really playing with sound effects. Oh, this is just going to get horrific.
Well, we could ask people to stop playing with sound effects.
Hey, once we get to 12 people, we can have... someone is reporting that the room is full on the playlist. Can the room be full? Is there a limit?
I didn't think there was a limit. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have 10 people, so that is a reasonable... assumption, yeah, maybe the limit.
Unless you pay Google.
Oh, dear God. Wait, so this is our show?
Don't say such a thing.
People and us?
Don't even suggest that.
What? Wait, so this is it?
Dan is suggesting that unless we pay Google some form of ransom, that we're stuck at 10 people? Is that what you're saying, Dan?
I think I've heard 10 mentioned before.
Well, then we should. Can you pay Google, Ken? Wait, now there's a mask on my face.
We can link Hangouts. If someone else starts a Hangout.
Wait, hold on. If somebody else starts a Hangout, we can piggyback on that.
Yeah.
Well, now I have some sort of stupid Mardi Gras thing over my image.
Oh, yeah, you have a Juggalo mask. They're making you look like a fan of the band The Insane Clown Posse. Good job, whoever's doing that. It really
Isn't it possible the joke's on them, and I really am a fan of the Insane Clown Posse? Isn't that possible?
It's possible. The sound effects are not working very well, so whoever is firing those off...
I think the sound effects are saving the damn show.
Really? Because they kind of break up.
What else do we have, Ken? Here's my question to you. What else do we have going for us? Thank you. Oh, this is going to be the longest hour. Josh, wake Miles up. I've got nothing else but my grandson.
Do you want to try to play charades, Andy?
No. If we had 12 people, we could have a jury. We could have a jury that could adjudicate a dispute.
Yeah, we don't have 12 people. We seem to be stuck at 10.
Well, that's a minion. Did somebody lose a loved one recently? We could mourn them. Wow, you're all blessed. No one's died.
I don't think you gave anybody a chance to answer that question. Andy is asking if anybody has recently lost a loved one.
We could all. There's enough people here to pray for them. Cricket.
I don't have crickets. Oh, I do have
no,
crickets.
No, I just heard crickets.
No, I have crickets too. Sorry.
Is that your way of saying your beloved pet cricket has died recently?
No, that's a way of saying that nobody has lost anybody. That you're safe. Nobody has died.
Well, how would charades work? That sounds stupid beyond words. I'd rather just... Mike, where are you calling in from?
Mike, try talking again. Can't hear you.
Oh, me?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm at home in Brooklyn.
But Mike, what do you have a green screen in front of you? What are you doing? What's in the background?
There's these special effects you can select.
Oh man, everybody's having more fun than me.
I can be in Venice.
You're in Venice now? It's a way to fool people that you're in Venice?
And he's eating saltine crackers. That's the main thing.
Well, that's how we know he's not really in Venice.
I'm so jealous.
Do I go into settings to get all this fun stuff?
Nah, don't worry about it, Andy.
Oh, draw. Wait, draw. I can draw. Wait, it says draw.
Yes, it says draw. I nominate Mike Noble to act out the title of a movie in charades.
Oh, okay. Then can I leave?
No.
By all that's holy... Ken,
and now now Katie has joined us. Katie's in the LSD room with Mike Noble.
Oh, hi, Katie. Hey, Ken.
Yeah, Andy.
Why don't we go around the horn and see if anybody can think of a worse idea for a radio show than playing charades?
Okay. All right, Bryn. Okay,
I'm completely stumped.
Okay, Bryn, it's your turn.
Bryn, can you think of a worse idea?
Unmute your microphone, Bryn, and tell us if you can think of a worse idea than playing charades.
Worst idea.
Yeah.
I thought that's probably like the best idea.
Exactly.
No, the only thing worse I can think of is trying to solve a Rubik's Cube on the radio. Or describing fireworks. That would be worse.
Something that you've wanted to do many, many times.
I did want to go to a fireworks display and do a live report describing them. On the radio.
All right. Well, thank you, Bryn. Andy, we were just joined by Frank. Frank, welcome. You can unmute your microphone. And Frank.
Wait, so we're limited. We're limited to 10 people.
Yeah. Somebody dropped out, so Frank was able to squeeze in.
Wait, where's my son?
Your son dropped out. I'm sorry.
Frank, you bastard! Wait, you think I love you more than my son?
Frank, you have to unmute your microphone so you can answer that question.
Oh, wait, here I am. Hold on, wait. There's me. Wait, what am I doing? Oh, wait, I can paint somebody else.
Yeah. Okay,
well... put something on... Oh, for the love of God. This is horrible.
There you go, Frank. Welcome. Okay. Moving on to Becky. Becky...
No, wait. Ken, isn't there a way to get more than 10 people?
Apparently not.
Well, Ken, why don't you pay, what is it, $2? Pay Google something.
I just don't, I don't think that it would take effect immediately during the show. And I don't, I would have to figure out where to go to pay, and I don't know how to do it. It would take me away from the show. Sorry?
Focus on that.
Focus on that. Wait, wait, somebody's telling us. Hold on. Is this Vincent? You're able to invite as many. Wait, Vincent, put it up again.
I just, here.
Yeah, Vincent said, go ahead, tell us about it, Vincent.
You're able to invite as many attendees as you'd like, but Hangout Video Chat limit is 10 participants. Wait, if we pay, we get 5 more.
That's not worth it.
It is worth it. Not that these people aren't great, but 5 would give us a jury. 5 would be you and me and 13 people. That's 12 jurors plus 1 alternate.
Okay, does anybody know where I go to pay? Can I pay with... I don't have any...
I don't think you'll be able to pay in the next 28 minutes.
So. Yeah, that's the whole problem. And I don't even
It takes more than a half hour to send Google money?
Yeah. It's required planning.
Just try harder.
Yeah. Yeah, Ken would have to go out, steal a credit card.
Well, I don't have a credit card on me. I don't know my PayPal password. I'd have to go get the PayPal password.
Wait, isn't Nick right there?
Just read it out loud to Nick and he'll do it. Read out your PayPal password.
Wait, here, use my credit card. Hold on. It's a Visa. I'll give you the number.
Okay. Great.
No problem. Great. Copy it down.
All right, nobody write this down. Hang on.
Yeah, nobody else listen. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll use this one. It's a MasterCard.
Okay, great. Go ahead. Okay. I'm just going to type.
Write it down, Ken. No one else listen.
Okay. It's a MasterCard, so it starts with 5. Okay.
Yeah, 5524.
5524. Okay.
Seriously, no one else listen. 83.
83.
42.
42. Okay.
7491.
7491. Okay.
3446.
3446. Okay, and what's the expiration date?
0415.
0415. And what's the security code?
Oh, I have the coolest one ever.
3 digits.
It's 3 digits. It's 666.
I challenge.
That's it.
I challenge.
666.
Okay. All right, so Andy Breckman's MasterCard number...
No, Ken!
What?
Don't repeat.
No, I'm just... I have to reconfirm with you.
Okay.
5524.
Yeah.
8342.
Yeah.
7491.
Yeah.
3448.
Yeah.
0415.
0415. And 666. Okay. But listen, Ken, discretion. Just use it for this one time.
Yeah, I think you lied to me. I think you lied to me because I read back a different number than the one you read to me.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations, Ken. You tripped me up.
Hey, Dan Boyser opened Capture Smile. Thank you, Dan.
And now look at you. Wait. Ken, I thought what? The idea was to get like 50 people in this room.
I didn't. I told you that I had never adminned a Google Hangout before.
Wait, he's added. Wait, my son has just done something.
He's added panorama game.
Yes. I'm afraid to even ask what that is.
Let's talk to Becky a second. Becky?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Have you ever heard a worse topic for a 7-second delay, or can you think of one?
Well, I mean, the obvious one would be a silent one, but. I think there are probably worse topics that involve audio.
Well, we've done Dead Air Chicken.
Yeah.
No, that's good. There's a certain tension to that.
Yeah, hey, you want to do Dead Air Chicken right now, Ken?
People like Dead Air Chicken. No, I don't want to do Dead Air Chicken.
I should explain that as the station manager and a radio veteran, Ken's nightmare is broadcasting silent. Anything is better than nothing. Am I right, Ken?
No, but I hear what you're saying.
So we used to play a game where we would see who could be quiet the longest and who would break first. And because I didn't care, I always won this game.
But now we have another eight people who can make noise. So it's a different game now. Because now it's not dead air chicken between you and me. Now it's dead air chicken between you, me, and eight other people.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Okay. And we haven't had a chance to talk to Frank yet. Frank, is your microphone working? I guess not.
Well, what can we do with these 10 people?
Frank, could you drop out because we can't hear you? We'd rather open up the space for somebody who we can hear, if that's okay. I feel awful saying that, but we can only allow 10 people in at a time.
Well, why don't we do it like this? Why don't we all vote Frank off? All in favor of Frank being kicked off the island, raise your hand.
How about making some noise because we're on the radio?
Sorry, Frank.
Bye. Yeah. Bye, Frank.
Bye.
Sorry.
Bye.
Bye.
You keep bringing us all down.
Bye. Bye, Frank. Nothing personal, Frank. It's just that your microphone doesn't work. He's gone. He's gone.
He's gone to a better show.
And now somebody else who's wanted to join in, there is now an open slot.
Somebody more today. All right. So the slot.
Yeah.
So the slots are being filled as soon as somebody drops out.
Yeah, so Travis is with us. So this is what we can do the rest of the half hour, Andy. We can vote off the worst person.
We can vote people off.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. So
we can vote off our least popular. Oh, this is going to be great.
So Travis is with us.
This is going to be great. So this will be like natural selection.
Yes.
And by the end of the hour, we'll have the 10 greatest listeners we could possibly have.
So Travis has just joined the Google Hangout. Travis, can you open up?
Hold on, Ken. Wait, we're on to something. By what criteria should we be eliminating people?
Well, for one thing, if their mic doesn't work, then they should be off immediately. That's my feeling.
I think it should be more primal than that. I think it should be basically bad vibes.
I agree.
Bad vibe from someone. Josh is disagreeing.
Josh said I don't think you can remove people, and he's correct. Google in their infinite wisdom has not figured out how to let admins remove people.
It could be the honor system.
You mean if you're voted off, you have... Wait, if someone is voted off, but they don't leave?
Well, then the whole system falls apart.
No, I would go to their house and break their kneecap.
Well, Frank was voted off and he left. Now we have Travis on. I'm trying to talk to Travis, who took Frank's place and hasn't gotten his microphone working yet.
Wait, he's holding up a lizard.
No, Travis is not holding.
Mike
Noble is holding up a lizard.
Travis didn't like the cook.
Travis, this is your last chance or we're going to vote you off. Turn on your microphone.
I don't know if turtles are lizards. I think they're reptiles.
I don't even think they're
reptiles. Yeah, lizards are reptiles now, aren't they?
Okay.
All right.
Anyone who thinks a turtle is a lizard has to get off this island.
Turtles are not.
I think a turtle has to leave.
All right.
Lizards are reptiles.
Turtles?
This is nonsense.
All right. Wait a minute. How about I
get the island?
Wait. How about I go online? I get some hard trivia questions. Why don't I ask some basic trivia questions? And anyone who doesn't know it is off the island. Should it be 7-second delay trivia?
Sure. Travis, are you with us?
Okay, I'm just going to call up people at random.
I think Travis is out. Travis had the good sense to leave the room because his microphone wasn't working. So now we have another slot available. So we're waiting for somebody else to join our Google Hangout. If you would like to get an invite.
Okay. Here comes Taylor. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, here's some 7-second delay. trivia question. Okay. Vincent, you're up. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, Vincent. Nick has been our call screener for the last few years. Name one other call screener that this show has had in its history.
Stork?
Ken, is that correct? I have no idea.
That is correct.
Okay. Nick, name another call screener besides yourself and Stork.
Jeff.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
That is?
Jeff went, yep, for a long time. Yep.
I have no memory of him.
He was probably our longest running call screener.
I think he started around the time I started coming down here. So maybe like starting in 2005, 2006.
Yeah, you tell him, Nick.
He was, I remember there was someone, it didn't make a very big impression on me. Never talked to him. Was that Jeff?
Maybe. Hey, I think we just got somebody new in here. It's Taylor. Hi, Taylor. You can speak now.
Now, what if... Okay.
All right, Taylor.
Taylor. Not, Taylor, this one's for you.
Not hearing Taylor. Mike Noble is holding up something.
Okay, Mike, this one's for you. Who's older, me or Ken?
You are.
Is that right, Ken?
That was easy, yeah.
All right, here's a tougher one, Mike. Because Mike's been with us a long time. He should have tougher ones. Who's better, me or Ken?
You are.
He's right. Yeah, no, I'm better. All right, Mike gets to stay.
Okay.
Hey, Josh, wait, this is probably good. Josh, how old were you when I first started a radio show?
Can I tell Josh what year it was? And then if he has a calculator.
I believe we were on Hamilton Street still, weren't we? He can't hear me?
He's talking to you, Josh. Taylor had the good sense to leave. So we have another slot open.
I don't know if Josh is listening. I think Josh is doing something else. Could Josh be watching something more interesting? And not telling us?
Yeah, that is a still image of Josh. Oh, my God. And you know what Josh did? Josh painted painted eyes on his eyelids to make it look like he's awake. Well done, Josh.
That's how people rob banks in bad bank robbery movies. They put something in front of the security camera like that.
All right, Taylor is back with us. Taylor, is your microphone working?
Yeah, I think it is.
All right, Taylor! Everybody say hello to Taylor.
Yay!
Taylor, where are you talking to us from? From where?
What was the question?
Where are you? Where are you right now?
What room am I in, or what city?
Well, what city?
Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay, and is that your house?
No, this is my studio.
And what kind of work do you do?
Art.
Could we see a little of your art?
I think so.
Did you go to RISD, Taylor?
I did.
And are you teaching there now?
I sure am.
Wow. Oh, is this Taylor who's been in touch with my daughter Daisy?
Yeah, I literally just got off the phone with her maybe like an hour ago.
Wow.
Okay, you know, our listeners might want to know which school Daisy is leaning toward.
She has a week left to decide, and I'd say she was leaning towards Reed, but then she went to Reed. And now I'd say she's pretty evenly split. So I'm trying to nudge her in the direction of RISD. I'm trying.
And you're using Taylor?
Taylor's helping.
As your secret weapon?
He's helping.
I'm unbiased.
So Taylor, you're an alumni and now you're teaching there?
Yeah.
Excellent. And what kind of art do you do?
Mostly sculpture, video, installation.
Is that a sculpture behind you?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you let us see it again?
Can I see it again?
Yeah.
Andy, you have to describe it. I'm looking at it. It kind of feels like H.R. Geiger to me. It feels skeletal.
He's holding it. He's bringing it closer to the camera.
Skeletal, yes.
It's a bird. It looks like some kind of prehistoric bird.
A reptile or dinosaur.
Taylor, I'll give you $30 for it right now. $30 cash.
$30?
Is stove.
$30. That's a lot of money, man.
That wouldn't even cover the materials.
It's mostly garbage.
Is that what it's made from? Mostly garbage?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, at this point. Yeah, there's a lot of things that were found or not paid for otherwise.
But it's art, right? I mean, it's art. It's technically art, though, isn't it?
Yeah, technically, yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, $30.
I filled out the form before I started working on it, so it certifies.
$30 is my standard offer for any art.
Okay.
That's any kind of art. Big, small, old, new, good, bad. Standing offer, anyone that has art, I'm good for $30.
That sounds fine to me, because right now...
There's no way to tell good from bad.
But what if you can wear it? What if it's wearable art? Does that change
$30.
Still $30?
$30. And then sometimes it works out and it's worth more.
What if it's what if it's functional better. Art? What if it's art that also can help you change a spare tire?
What kind of art would that be?
An artistic crowbar?
$30. Oh, now Ken is saying...
Wow, you are tough.
Wait, I can let you know if he doesn't have it. Oh, Josh is saying...
that would be great.
If you sell it to me, I'll put it in my...
That would be amazing.
Ken would Josh would make sure that it actually is on display in the living room.
Yeah,
when I know that Josh is coming to visit.
That's important. Yeah, and putting it in the masturbatorium does not count. God knows all the stuff you have down there.
I just walk around with envelopes full of $30 each.
And if you want to commission me to make something for the masturbatorium, I'm happy to talk to you about it.
I can't make those jokes with my family with me. But yeah, that would be wonderful.
Oh, that's right. Andy's son Josh is on. So Josh, I have to tell you that the room in the room.
Josh, that's Josh. Josh. Oh my God.
Oh, this is
Andy, why don't you?
The dirtiest joke of the night is from my son.
Andy's son Josh said that Andy would.
No,
he would. He would buy the sculpture from Taylor for $30, but only if Taylor puts a hole in it, in the sculpture. So I was just gonna explain it.
Quoting my son. Oh, this is the worst moment of my whole radio career. This is it.
I have news for you.
Well, we can't even play this for miles someday in the archive.
I have news for you, Andy. Josh learned what the basement movie theater really was a long time ago.
I'm laughing about something else.
Oh, what were you laughing about?
I'm laughing about something Arsenio Hall once said.
All right, I think, let me see, do we have room for one more person in here? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Dear God.
we're at the max. So, Andy, do you want to initiate trying to...
Well, we've got to kick somebody off.
Yeah. You got to vote somebody
okay,
out.
Okay, we've got to keep doing our... Okay, I'm going to leapfrog over Josh because I'm now scared to talk to him. He's making vulgar jokes. All right, now I forget, okay, who's the fellow to Josh's right?
Is that me?
That's Mike Noble.
No, to Josh's, to the left of Josh as I'm looking at the screen.
It's either Dan or Mike, unless everybody gets a different order, which is possible.
I think everyone gets a different order.
Okay.
They do?
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
Everyone's looking at a different order?
Yes. Andy, use your mouse. Andy, use your mouse and you can see everybody's name.
Oh.
Yeah.
But wait, on my screen, Ken, you're in the middle. Is that true with everybody?
No, I'm on the far right.
Well, this is fascinating.
Ken's in the middle for me. He's in the middle for me.
Wait, and then Bryn, you're on my far left.
I guess so, maybe.
Is that true for everyone?
Yes.
Bryn is next to you, Andy, on mine.
Yeah.
This is crazy. We're all in different orders on different screens.
What a world we're living in.
Now, how is Google assembling us? Based on what?
I have no idea. Based on what they think is best. Google knows best, yeah. Andy.
Okay, so Bryn is number one, and I'm at the end.
Now, Andy, just to bring you back, you were just going to try to vote somebody out.
Okay, no, Dan, here's a question for you. And if you don't get this right, Dan, I'm afraid we're going to have to say goodbye. Do you agree?
He appears to be frozen.
Do I intimidate people that much?
He was stunned.
There he is. He's back. Dan is back. There he is. Dan is
Dan,
with
do you
us.
Agree? Dan, here's the trivia question. Are you ready? Dan? Dan, what was the name of the last album that the Beatles recorded? Not released, but recorded.
It's a trick question, Dan.
Well, it's not a trick question because I explained the trick.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I don't know.
I think Dan does know, but it's just too shy to say. I'm going to give that to him. I just have a feeling he knows it.
And the answer, of course, is Abbey Road.
Yeah, but Dan knew that. Dan, just put your thumbs up if you knew that. It's complete honor system. Okay, and who's next to Dan?
Andy, everybody's in a different order, Andy.
Okay, Becky, this one's for you, and this is completely on the honor system. Just tell, you don't have to say the answer. Just tell me if you know the answer, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Here's the question. What was the, who was the first Bond girl that appeared in the first Bond movie, Dr. No? You don't have to know the answer. Just tell me if you...
I know the answer.
Okay. You know the answer. Very good. Boy, you guys are pretty smart.
You're not going to make her... You're not going to make her say the answer?
You're calling her a liar? Is that what you're doing? You're calling our friend a liar to
his
face?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
What? Just look at him and say, I think you're lying.
There's a very active chat community here in the Google Hangout room.
Okay. Who's next for our honor system game show? All right, Taylor, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Just tell me if you know the answer or not.
Don't answer. Just yes or no?
Yeah, just yes or no, but we will completely believe. Everyone but Ken is prepared to believe you.
That sounds fair.
Okay. Name a category.
Yes.
Okay. The category. Wait, hold on. Let me get. Hold on.
Okay.
It's a the category.
I'll go. Hey, I can go to my app, Rig Trivia. Everybody's favorite trivia.
I bought that. I have that.
How do you like it? How do you like it, Taylor?
It was fun for the first day. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, thanks.
Still fun.
Thanks.
Haven't checked back in on it.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Well, no, it's great.
Just you wait until Andy's next app. That's the big one.
You know
one.
What? I can't believe I don't have Rig Trivia on my damn. I forgot to load it up on my own. That's
Wait, I have a question.
That's how well my app is doing.
I have a question for everybody in the Google Hangout room here. Who believes that Andy's toy company is real? Raise your hand if you think that Andy's toy company is real. Okay, one. And who thinks that the idea of Andy's toy company is just a joke? Two people raising their hands. So more people think it's a joke than it's real, Andy.
Well, you can make the argument that it's a real company that is, in by some definitions of the word, a joke. Okay. Taylor, if you played Rig Trivia, you'll know the answer to this.
I'm trying to remember how it works. Okay.
What band was John Lennon in before he formed the Beatles? A, the Sox, B, the Merrymen, C, the Cylinders, D, the Quarrymen.
D the Quarrymen
is correct. And you know, anybody that plays Rig Trivia knows every answer to every question.
Hey, who knows what the screen capture command is within Mac OS X?
Shift command three.
Okay, cool. Great.
Hey Ken, you began the show by saying this is gonna be a great new experiment. Right? Is how you began the show?
Well, I said a failed experiment.
No, you said. I believe you just said experiment, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I think I'm going to give you a few seconds here. Why don't you sum up the show and declare whether or not you think this was a successful experiment or not?
We learned a lot. We had high points. Suppose, we had low points.
Name a high point. I might have stepped away.
The high point was the discussion about Hitler's mustache and the fact that Hitler stole the Hitler mustache idea from Charlie Chaplin. It was all downhill after that.
You know what? You're absolutely right, Ken. That was the high point.
And we made some very big strategic errors, which we now know, which is that Google Hangout has a limit of 10 people, unless Andy forks over a lot of money to Google.
Yeah. Well, I gave you my credit card number.
But you know what the biggest problem was, Andy?
I gave you a fake credit card number. You can't blame me. Yes. What was the biggest problem?
That we came into this without any idea of what to do.
No, that's half the problem. You're half right, Ken.
Okay.
The biggest problem is we came into this without trying it out first at 4:30 p.m. today.
But how would we have gotten 10 people to try? We wouldn't have known that we had a limit of 10.
Do you mean that's a state secret? That's a Google secret that we just uncovered?
I've participated in Google Hangouts with more than 10, so I was not aware that it was some kind of corporate privilege to have more than 10 people.
I think Google's trying to get our money. I think it's a profit deal.
I think you're right.
Because Google knows that 10 people just can't be satisfying on any level. You need more.
So Andy,
Google knows you need a critical mass of 45 people.
So Andy, what's it going to take to get you to start coming into the studio again? Because the reason why we're doing this has been because you haven't wanted to come to Jersey City.
Is there any way at all you could move the studio to Chatham or Summit, Madison, that area?
No.
All right. I'll be there. I'll be there next week.
Okay.
Because if the alternative is this, then I get it. If you did this to get me on the road next week, then it worked perfectly.
Great. That is exactly why I did this.
Oh.
And Andy,
everybody that was listening, how can they get their 60 minutes redeemed at the end of their life?
They have to.
Are you issuing a coupon?
No, they have to save the receipt from tonight's program, and mail it to Andy's house. He lives in Madison, New Jersey.
Yeah, I owe everybody $30.
In fact, you don't even need to put the street address. Andy's so well known in Madison. All you have to do is write Andy Breckman Man, Madison, NJ, and I guarantee you it'll get to his house.
Well, I wonder if it would.
It would.
What a great experiment. Do you think it would?
Everybody listening, try that. Take some junk. Just take some junk, throw it in an envelope, and address the envelope, Andy Breckman, Madison, NJ. If you feel super industrious, you can look up the zip code to Madison, but I don't even think you need that.
Don't even look up the zip code. I wonder who would get there.
Okay. That's everybody's homework tonight. And thank you, Becky. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Mike and Katie. Thank you.
And then you can also write to Ken at that old hipster in Jersey City.
That old hipster. Yeah, we'll see how close that gets to me. Thank you, Nick the Bard, and thanks, Veronica. Thank you, Taylor. Thanks, Vincent.
Thanks to everyone. And Ken, thanks to you for suggesting this.
Yeah. Thanks, thank you, Andy.
Okay, I love you, Josh.
The sweetest Goodbye. Sound in the whole world is on. All right, bye, everybody. Stay tuned for YOY.
Oh, dear God.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and the nightmare is over.
My heart is beating, beating like 8 o'clock. My heart is beating, you can hear it talk. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. My heart goes beep, beep, beep.
It's me, Andrea. I'm the host of YOY here on WFMU. And sitting next to me is my buddy Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hey, great to be here.
I know. How long ago did I email you about this?
It seems like only mere minutes ago, but it was maybe 2:30.
4 o'clock.
Yeah, 4 o'clock. Maybe.
It was like 4 o'clock. I was going to play another rerun, guys, and I couldn't do it. But so then the next thought was like, oh, hey, YOY is a dating show. I'll just talk about dating and sex questions.
People love that.
Everybody loves talking about, you know, boys and doing it. maybe it would be like, ask me anything about girl parts, or
wow.
I don't know. I have
that would be a great episode.
Really?
I would, yeah. I would love that episode.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I need a lot of explanations.
But here's the thing, though, is that I'm not thinking about any of that these days. I've only been thinking about my grandma, Phyllis. For listeners who might be new to the show or haven't heard Grandma's amazing appearances on the show right before this 7-second delay, she's, I don't know, she's like my best friend, my inspiration. She's like the funniest lady I've ever
met.
She's
like a force of nature. I mean, she's just outstanding to be around. Just like makes you love life to see. Like every time I see her, I can't help but smile and laugh and feel good.
I don't even know how to, maybe I should play something so we like can remember her.
Oh, definitely.
But,
yeah.
I mean, remember her? Oh, this is not her funeral. I just want to make
She's
really
okay.
Clear. She's okay. But on the Saturday of Passover weekend, I want to say like April 4th, we had this wonderful dinner. Our whole family was there. And, you know, it's like that moment after dinner where everyone's kind of sitting around on the couches talking and like you've already had dessert, but you're still reaching for cookies and, you know, sipping on your wine, and everyone's just like in that perfect place after a really long seder.
I love that. You feel full, you feel good.
Oh yeah, you could barely move.
Oh yeah.
And Grandma was talking to my boyfriend and maybe my aunt, and she kind of turned her head, and as she did, she had this like insane wave of vertigo come over her, and instantly just started gagging and vomiting.
Ooh.
I know. And jeez. Peed herself in the process, and
oh, man.
It was a stroke. Some kind of, we haven't found the blood clot, but something kind of threw in her body, and it was a cerebral stroke. So it's in that back part of your brain that controls your balance and everything around that. So the amazing news is, you know, what was messed up was her balance center, not her speech. So she's like the same person, not her intelligence, not her brain.
Great.
Not her ability to walk. She's back walking after a lot of rehab and therapy. So that's, we're in a good place. But
well, you hear stroke and it's so scary.
Yeah.
Because you know, everyone has this image of like, you know, someone who's slurred speech or someone who's
yeah, everyone keeps
a tough
on asking me which part of her is numb. And it isn't really like that. There's a part that has like a little less ability than the other, but that's it. So, but it has been incredibly scary because right after the stroke happens, they say, oh yeah, they finally diagnose her after a night in the ER and two CAT scans or something. And then they say, now the brain's going to start swelling. Like this worst day, the day where the most damage could happen is like 2 to 3 days after the stroke. So we kind of sat there waiting to see how bad it would be.
Oh, man.
You can imagine.
Yeah, that sucks.
And then a big part of it also is just getting her out of the hospital. So it's we're finally in a rehab. She was supposed to get out tomorrow, but we are no longer on track to get out tomorrow. She's had really high blood pressure. So we think that. And some fluid in her lungs, so we think that. I'm sorry, this is like the most bummer show.
No,
I'm just
I mean
trying
it's
to, like,
not
set
a bummer.
The
I mean,
stage
it's,
for what's
that's
going
just
on.
What's going on. So I mean,
so she has like fluid in her lungs now, and it's kind of related to some congestive heart failure, and so it's just like this battle to get her out of there right now.
Yeah, and she's tough. I mean, like. You know, I'd seen some photos on Twitter and stuff like that, and they were like, you know, she had a bandage on her eye, and I was thinking, like, oh, my God, like, you know, I mean,
yeah,
I wonder if I'll
her
see.
Double vision is finally gone.
Oh,
yeah.
So, yeah, no, I mean, and then you posted a video where she was walking, like, right to left and left, and she was doing a better job than I could do now.
Indeed, yeah, the left to right
I mean, she
right
had a
shuttle.
Lot of, like, lateral movement that I just don't have. So I felt heartened by that. But I'm just glad to hear that she's doing better and stuff like that. Because, I mean, I didn't know how long she was going to be in the hospital or anything.
But that's the other thing. It's like every time I talk about her, everyone wants me to go, oh, she's getting better. She's, like, making progress. And it hasn't always been, like, an upward
it's never
climb.
Like it's never like we're climbing Mount Everest. It's, like, good days, bad days.
Yeah. So like I, like, setbacks. Moved in with her. I moved into her place that night, and I haven't been home since. And like, every time I see the doorman, they're like, she's doing better. And you just eventually just start going, yep, it's better, even when it's definitely not.